Talking about following and talk about international travel, stay tuned. Here is now. From retreat to Cape Town to leading some of the world's biggest recognized champagne brands, Mr. Clay has spent more than 15 years in shaping premium wine luxury beverages in South Africa. Well, today, the head of brand marketing, Winimark, is redefining how luxury brands connect with consumers. I'm trying to let him connect with me now. Good morning, Regan Clay. Welcome to the studio, man. How are you?
I'm very well, and you?
I'm good. Is this probably the latest you've been up, no?
I think this is the earliest I've been up, not going to lie.
Oh, no. You see, that is a luxury of having somebody that's in luxury brands.
I always say that my brain only starts kind of from 9 o'clock in the morning, and then I can function, you know, after I've had my coffee.
Okay, yeah. I function, I just told you now, this is me. I think it's this week alone. I've been waking up around about 2 o'clock in the morning.
Incredible.
Obviously, the fasting is there as well. And... I think I've got about a couple of 24-hour days already in my body.
I don't know how you do it.
I don't know. Me neither.
Yeah, but you're obviously a morning person.
I don't know. Do I look like a morning person to you?
You look fresh to me. You look good.
Okay. Thank you very much. These people, and you obviously, you know, your eyes might be lying to you. All right, okay, let's kick it off, man. Sure. You know, before you started with luxury wines, where did it all start for you? Let's take it back to your diaper days.
Look, I mean, not that far, but I mean, as you mentioned, I grew up in retreat, so I'm a retreat boy, southern suburbs. And I think it was all kind of about perception. Being in that area, you're kind of confined to what it is that you think your world could be. And I was lucky enough to realize that if I want to have a different life, I need to create it. I was fortunate I had a dad that gave us the best education. I've still got a dad that gave us the best education we wanted. And that kind of set me up for where I led my path in life. So I'm super grateful for that. And then I started kind of in the tobacco space, as I mentioned to you. I worked for British American Tobacco for a couple of years. And that opened my mind up into marketing brands to consumers. And from there, I got kind of a sales role in at Distell. And that is where I opened my entire career to wine. And it just kind of made me realize that wine is not just what's in the bottle. Yeah. It's that cultural connection that it has. You know, it brings people together. It's celebrations. It's everything that people kind of connect with. It's more than just the product. It's got heritage and stories and all of those things behind it. And that kind of got me excited about marketing. I wanted to tell those stories.
You know what? And I'm always intrigued with the different brands and how the story evolves. And I've looked at a couple of premium brands already in my heyday.
Yeah.
I feel old. I would sit at a restaurant and look at how certain individuals... they portray themselves, especially in the luxury and this upmarket kind of a vibe. My brother's into those things, and which leads to this question. Now, you've worked with some of the major brands in the wine industry.
Yes.
Now, what does it take for a successful market brand or premium brand in today's competitive landscape? That is the question. But also, then you picture it with what you're saying with telling a story. So how does it in today's premium competition? Let's put it that way.
I think what's important for brands to know is that they need to be authentic. I think consumers in this day and age, they identify with, you know, that traditional marketing. You're just trying to sell them something. And if brands start with their story and what it is that they represent and tell that authentically, they'll connect with audiences. And that's what it's about. It's about connecting authentically with audiences, and they will find your product, you know, based on what the connections are. You've got to ask the questions like, where does this consumer enjoy my product? What do they, how do they celebrate? What are the environments they're in? And you ask different questions instead of being, this is the price of my product, this is what I sell, you know? And that's how you connect with consumers. And that's the most important thing at the moment. I think with marketing luxury products, there's a couple of key things. You've got to be authentic. You've got that heritage story that you want to tell so that you can connect with people. And you got to create experiences for people. That's what people want now, you know. And then when they go to the restaurant with their family, they remember those experiences. They've tasted those products. They've, you know, seen it in some shape or form that connects with them. And that's how they...
But do you think it's it tends to some individuals want to portray that, you know, I'm more of a luxury kind of a guy, but it doesn't fit my pocket as much.
Yeah, no, 100%. And I think it's interesting because I was thinking about that this morning, right? When you buy a luxury product versus buying a knockoff product, mm-hmm. let's use retail stuff as an example. When you purchase a luxury product, it gives you that feeling. Mm. Like you kind of feel like better. It makes you feel like confident in a way. And I think that's the real thing about it. It's about how does this product make you feel? I'm not saying you should kind of spend your whole paycheck on these things, but I mean, it's about if you want to celebrate and you want to... mark a moment, this is when these things come into play, and that's why people, I suppose, purchase those. And I think that's important. It's about what it means to you, you know, not about what it kind of portrays to everyone else. Mm-hmm.
But now, obviously, with your kind of, and with you especially, you must be one person that's whose phone is ringing off the hook almost almost on a daily basis. Is it apart from the company you work for, is it other brands that contact you? Regan, please come and have a look at our brand. Have a taste here. What's your thoughts? What's your mind?
Do they do that? Definitely. I mean, I'm lucky in the current role that I'm at that I get to consult with a couple of our brands that form part of the Vinimark stable. And I get to engage with them. And they haven't really touched on the marketing aspect of their brands, really. They've built these brands over time. And now they're realizing they've got to kind of get out there and be on social media and tell their story so that people can connect to them. Because there's so many, especially in the wine industry, there's so many brands. You walk into a wine shop and you just see bottles and bottles and bottles. Yeah. So if that brand is not telling their story on the platforms and to the consumer that connects with them, they just kind of disappear over time. So I'm lucky that I do get to answer your question too. connect with a lot of these brands and a lot of them do contact and be like, look, let's sit down and chat.
Now, especially for these youngsters now that either studying marketing, going out in marketing, and they're getting the feel of what's market related, what's not market related. How has time, and especially with social media now as well, I'm so used to billboard, boom.
Yes,
TV ad, bah. magazine, boom. Because I used to work in at a publication house. I was also in that. I got a page for you, man. I got a page for you.
I'm gonna sell it to you for this prize.
No, I'm not even going to sell it. I'm going to partner you with the Springboks. I'm not even partnering them with the Springboks, but I'm putting it next to the Springboks.
Yeah.
You see, so we... how has it changed for you, especially with now looking at, is it a bigger struggle now to say, you know what, you need to do social media? Is the traditional way of putting your brands out there better, or is it, if you have to weigh the two up?
Look, I don't want to weigh the two up, but I'll say this. We're living in a digital age, right?
Okay.
And whether it's broadcast and radio, whether it's TV, either way, you've got to come in front of, you've got to be in front of the consumer. And social media at this stage is where everybody's attention is at, you know? The phone is the new TV screen, right? Mm. The phone is where people are connecting with information and getting stuff. So social media is where you need to be. Mm. But you need to do it authentically to what your brand represents so that you can connect with the right audience, you know? Not try and do everything that everybody else does. Otherwise, it becomes wallpaper.
You know,
I mean, you go into your phone, there's so many different things to look at.
But I would still love to be somebody's wallpaper, though.
For sure. But yeah, I think social media at this stage is where it's at. We've got so many platforms. You've got to be everywhere. You've got to be omnipresent, they say. But there's space for specific brands in traditional media. Depending on what it is that your objective is. But you've got to be really clear about where you want to be because it's expensive, you know. Social media, you can at least get the analytics behind. You can really get some deep information and data. So I'm a big fan of that.
Oh, okay, yeah. Searching from traditional marketing to some to going into the digital age, it is quite a. For me, I think it was a more struggle getting into the whole digital thing.
Absolutely,
because you know what, when you start out as like you mentioned before, you had an uncapped budget with your previous brands you worked for, do you think it is the budget as there's a huge budget constraint as well sometimes, no? But especially with your luxury brand, your space you're working into your consumer brand.
Yeah. I think if you're trying to get your brand out there, the best way would be through social, because it's the most cost effective by getting the broadest reach that you need.
Mm.
But what's key is having the right content that connects with it. So if you're on social, you don't need to spend as much, but you're still going to have to spend. But if your content is really good, it will cut through.
If your content is really good, it will cut through. All right. Okay, so now luxury today is evolving. Obviously, we've seen that. Yeah. And especially with our younger consumers entering the market. So how are premium brand, how are premium wine and champagne brands adapting to that?
Mm. And it's a critical question, because with this changing environment and obviously the younger consumer, premium brands are realizing that they need to create these experiences on a cultural level that connect with the brand. So with a French champagne as an example, we need to find ways to connect with our consumer in a South African context, right? Mm. So curated dinners, events, polo events, we do those sort of things. We do chef partnering, we do collabs with musicians, local artists, those sort of things. And that's how you connect to the audience, is collaboration, you know.
Like the AKAs of this world.
Yeah,
the
exactly.
Casper Newvista of these
worlds. I mean, look at what AKA did for Cruise Vodka as an example.
My goodness.
You know, took it to the next level. And that was a cultural kind of icon as well.
Yeah, you would have been would have done so much more. But anyway, you know, it's time. Okay, so before, you know, our time is always also constrained here, and almost up now. Now, if you describe luxury as international and redefine that, how do you translate that idea into a real consumer experience?
I think it's about telling those authentic stories in a way and bringing it to life through whatever cultural events that you connect with, any consumer experiences that you build. And it's all about the detail. It's from them purchasing the product to how it shows up at the events, the details that you have there, and that consumer that attends those events, when they walk away, it's a memory, it's a moment that's there for them. And I think that's important. It's about creating amazing experiences for people at this stage.
So now, you're very you've got so much philosophy in you as well, philosophical, is it a word? Yeah. If you would want to tell this young person now that's sitting at home and has no idea what to do, they're whining every week, and you want to tell that person, a young man from retreat, going into the international stages, traveling from retreat, jumping on the next plane, jetting off. We're jetting off next, apart from Stellenbosch.
hopefully France, the end of the year. We've got some luxury world awards that we're negotiating with at the moment. So hopefully that'll be a bit of a trip that we'll do a bit later this year. Mm-hmm. But I think just to kind of add value to what to the listener out there, and I think, coming from the background that I have come from, it's all about trying something. Don't be afraid to try something. Go out there, take that meeting, take that job, get the experience. It opens up a whole world for you, and nothing's impossible. It's just about working hard and really just trying as much as you can, especially when you're young. Do as many things as possible. Because I didn't know what I wanted to do when I was leaving school. I went to varsity and I was like, no, this is not what I really want to do.
What did you study, though?
BCom, like the usual. You leave school, you're like, I don't know what I'm going to do. Let's do a BCom.
Yeah, you know? Oop, not easiest. Oop,
yeah.
Got it.
I think it's important to take the journey and don't be hard on yourself. It takes time, but try as much as you can, you know? And you never know. Your passion will come to life. You'll figure out what it is that you want to do. I think we, as young people, we're a bit impatient. We get a bit, we become a bit hard on ourselves. We want everything to happen quite quickly. So for me, it's about patience, consistency, and trying as much as you can.
Yeah, he is philosophical. Regan, thank you very much, man, for coming in. I think the guys really thought now that you're going to bring some tasters here for them. It's too early, guys. Too early. All right. Okay, they dispersed now. Okay, thank you very much for coming in. And
thanks for having me.
You know, if you need to come and pop in again, you know. Your publicist got my number.
Amazing.
All right.
I'm sure we'll chat too.
All right, yes. Giselle, Nima, last summer. What did you do last summer though?
Jeez. I spent some family time in the garden route, relaxing and drinking wine.
Well, she's 16. She didn't drink wine. She was in Dubai performing there. Her mom though, did. Stay tuned. This is Casey Breakfast. My name's Wayo. Good afternoon. Good morning.